Welcome to episode 53 of Life with Mitty. Today, we'll talk about Tesla's new social engagement hub called Engage, where you can find it, and what you can currently do. We'll reveal our recent zero Fahrenheit range and supercharger test with our Model Y, and share our frustration with the Cybertruck RC pre-order. Well, I just joined today at engage.tesla.com. To start with, this seems to be a place where Tesla starts the conversation and offers people a place to participate in something to advance Tesla's goals. Looking at page one, it says, "Take actions on behalf of Tesla and the movement for cleaner energy." I hope this becomes more than just a place for Tesla to post their blogs and people comment on them. I'm hoping that the local Tesla owners' clubs will play a larger and more active role using this platform, as well as owners and enthusiasts. In fact, you can view all upcoming events for the different local owners' clubs. The problem is, all the events are listed together in one list, without a way to filter them by what's near you or what's in your region. Some listings indicate the region in the title, and there are listings all the way into 2023. I understand the earlier forms that Tesla provided were wide open for participation and often littered with negative, false, and misleading information. By the same token, we already have great Tesla forums like Tesla Owners Online, the one I frequent most, and Tesla Motors Club, another great forum. It's not likely that engage.tesla.com will replace either of these very active and well-moderated forums. Maybe Tesla is looking to get their owners and Tesla owners clubs a more coordinated way to partner with Tesla, whether it's to lobby for EV policies, new supercharger locations, or other initiatives. For me, I've already updated my profile and scored 6 points so far. Not exactly sure what these points will be good for, but I would appreciate you following me at engage.tesla.com/users/LifeMitty. Now make sure that you add your profile as well and make a comment. I think that way you also score points. We'll see what those points mean in the future. It should be a great place to communicate with other Tesla owners and enthusiasts, and we'll see where it goes. We'll see what we can get out of it. Coming up next, our zero Fahrenheit range and supercharger tests. Can you really charge quickly during a brutal winter road trip? And will you get to your destination with power to spare? For this test, we changed our testing protocol to make it more real world. We plugged the car in and started charging the battery pack several hours before we left. We preconditioned the battery pack as well as preconditioning the interior. This time we set the temperature to 72 degrees. We started our test at 62%. This allowed us to simulate having a low state of charge at the supercharger and also maximize the charging speed. Winds were below 10 miles an hour. Roads were clear of any ice or snow. And we used our winter tires. Now, more on that in a little bit. And all of you owe my wife a debt of gratitude. We did this test on Valentine's Day. Now, I made it special for her, but maybe you could drop an email to lifewithmitty@gmail.com and just send her a thank you for being willing to accompany me on Valentine's Day in the dead of winter. Now, 0 degrees Fahrenheit is minus 17 Celsius. It's a cold day. So we took our normal route between our house in St. Peters, Missouri and Warrenton, Missouri on I-70. The results, 483 watt-hours per mile. That's 69.8 mpge, roughly 2 miles per kilowatt-hour, an estimated range with a 74 kilowatt-hour pack of 148 miles. Now consider the winter tires are adding drag. What we did is we did a separate test the following week at 36 degrees, and we found that the winter tires increased our watt hours per mile to 310. So that meant we lost 16 watt-hours per mile efficiency compared to the all-season 19-inch Continentals. If we were to then measure it by that amount, it would come up to 467 watt-hours per mile, 72.2 mpge, 2.14 miles per kilowatt-hour, and an estimated range with the 74 kilowatt-hour battery pack of 158 miles. One of the things we noticed while we were driving is that regen continued to get worse as we drove. Now, this showed that at these temperatures, it's imperative to use supercharger preconditioning. Make sure that you set your supercharger as your nav destination to get the most charging speed possible when you get there. And here are the supercharger results at this low temperature of 0 degrees Fahrenheit. We arrived at the supercharger with 17% state of charge. We preconditioned the battery while we were getting there because we selected the supercharger as our nav destination. Our maximum charging speed with a version 2 supercharger, our stall was on its own circuit of 138 kilowatts. That's pretty good considering you're charging at such a low temperature. But remember, by the time we got to the supercharger, we had full regen. We had no dots to the left of our power indicator. So that battery was at optimal temperature. At 17% state of charge, we were charging at 131 kilowatts. From 18% to 22%, we increased to 135. 23%, 136. 24%, 137. And then from 25 to 29%, we hit our peak at 138 kilowatts. Then 30 to 32%, we dropped to 135. 33 to 34%, 132. 35%, 126. 40%, 113. 45%, 104. 50%, 97. And we continued to drop until we got to 80%, 49 kilowatts was our charging speed. The total time to charge between 17% and 80% at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, 30 minutes. The car did great, and supercharging continues to be an amazing perk for all Tesla owners. Coming up next, now I know how it feels like when you're the only one on the block who didn't get the special toy everyone wanted for Christmas. February 21st, 2020. It's a day I still remember fondly. I put in my pre-order for 3 1/64 scale Cybertruck RCs and 1 1/10 scale Cybertruck RC from Mattel. They were telling us we'd get them by Christmas. The 3 1/64 scales were destined to go to my nephews, a special gift for Christmas, and the 1/10, of course, for yours truly. Now I know how it feels when you're one of the kids on the block and you talk your mom and dad into ordering that special toy, and you brag to all of your friends that you've got the pre-order and you're going to get this thing that nobody else is going to get because the pre-order was closed, sold out. Then we get the email in December telling us that the order cannot be fulfilled because of the pandemic and that we're going to have to wait until May of 2021. I took it the right way. I recognized, hey, that's okay, and it's only a toy. I'll be happy to wait. My happiness to wait ended the day they started showing up at Target stores. Yes, all of us who had pre-orders, we didn't have our Cybertruck RCs, but everybody else could buy them. And by 2, 3, 4, 6, people were just clearing out the Targets, buying up the Cybertruck RCs. All the while, I contact Mattel and they tell me, we're sorry. We're having an investigation to see how this happened. But your Cybertruck RCs, you won't get them yet. We don't know when you'll get them. You'll get them before May, but we don't know when. Now, I don't know about you, but that was pretty disappointing. Do I have any hope that the 1/10th scale Cybertruck RC will come my way by May before everybody else can buy them at local hobby stores and that they'll no longer be a limited edition, but they'll be available to everyone who wants to spend $400? I don't know. I hope that Mattel doesn't make a mistake like that. What surprises me is that I've bought special Barbies for my wife to add to her collection, and Mattel never had a problem with order fulfillment, managing pre-orders, limited editions. They never had a slip-up, never a problem. Until now. Now, I hope that Mattel will just get me my 1/64th scale Cybertruck soon so I can give them to my nephews. But right now, almost everybody else I know already has the 1/64th scale Cybertruck RC. Kinda took away a little bit of the cachet. But let's hope that the 1/10th scale doesn't reach a similar fate. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us, and always remember to empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.